Africa Global Radio. Our story, our growth, our future.
Journey of Faith, exploring the Hajj experience with Alhaji Dr. Bella Bello Bitugu. Episode 6.
I just have the feeling that before I left, I really wanted to understand Hajj, and I thought this was a revelation to me that, Bella, it is time for you to go. You've been called and you have to go to Mecca now. You have to perform your Hajj. And I thought I was now ready and I was now prepared, and it is something that I really wanted to do. It was deep in me. I believed in it. I wanted it, and I thought it was time. And that is exactly what I did. And I actually went for classes, read different kinds of literature, made inquiries, those who have been there. And I also felt that the imam of the Lagos mosque was one who really hit the whole thing on the head. We had 3 sessions with him deep. I recorded some, I transcribed some, and my personal imam, I was very much into it. I got printed material, some even on the net, on WhatsApp, and it was so fantastic. I just felt this is the time and it is a call, and I prepared. And then every stage I gave a narration, and I also have a picture collage. My wife is in the media, so he's doing the collage. I think I have about 500 plus pictures. And so it was fantastic to say that I prepared, but I was still not sure. But when I came, one episode after the other, the people I met, the people I was sharing the room with, going to Medina, the various visits to Masjid Quba, Masjid Qiblatain, Masjid Sabah, the Prophet's Mosque, where I prayed, did nafilas, went there, sat down, read the Quran. I went to the Rauda. It was like my visiting place in the final day. On the final day, Allah made it possible for me to go to the real Rauda, where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam described as a replica of paradise between his grave and where he used to preach and lead prayers. I was there live. God just made that possible on the last day. And for me, the whole thing has become so spiritual. I realized that I was conversing with God. I realized that I was having a chat with Allah. I realized that Allah is in me. I realized that this is the religion I believe in. Every minute, every second, I realized how lucky I am, how exalted I am. Somebody was even saying that, hey, this year's pilgrimage, those who came, was a blessing. After 2 years break, they are the one representing the Muslim ulama. The people I met in the rooms in Medina, the people I met in the rooms in Mecca, it is so amazing. And I kept on praying and praying and praying and praying. And I just have the feeling that this is when I can establish my Allah, I can recognize my Allah, I can appreciate my Allah, I can establish the belief in my Allah, the time that I can really be proud of my religion, the time that I can really say this is the one and only religion, the peace and the Islam. I have the feeling that Allah is listening to me, is with me. I have the feeling that I am in a spiritual world. I am happy that I don't have contact with home. I do read messages, but I only respond to what I could. No work related, nothing. I have been praying, really praying and praying. I have been speaking to Allah, and I am very convinced that I go to the Haram even voluntarily, and I will keep on doing that. Keep on doing Umrah. I've done one for my sister Hajo, and I'll do one for a very, very good brother. And this is really something that I felt there is a meaning, there is an interpretation. And I have the feeling that my family is also behind it. Friends and well-wishers are surprised and positively surprised. They love it. They like it. They want it. They think it is time. I have to do that. I have to get to that point. And I'm so happy. The science is showing me the room in Mecca, it's like a social club with religion. We even have given a signpost. Alhaji Isa as the senior housemaster, I'm the senior prefect. Alhaji Isa is a senior assistant senior prefect. We have Alhaji Yusuf from Kwabing, and he is the dining hall prefect sorting food. In fact, as I'm recording this, he's even brought lunch and he's sharing. And then later Audu came, we gave him the security to make sure that he sorts out those who come into the room. You meet all kinds of people. So for me, it is an experience, it's an exposure, it's nearness to Allah. And I have the feeling that Allah is listening to me. I have the feeling he's very close to me and I'm having the discussion with him. I'm establishing him as the Malik Quddus, the mighty one, the Rahim, the Al-Rahman, the Al-Jabbar, the Al-Malik, Al-Muhamin, Al-Rahim, Al-Rahman, Al-Fatah, Al-Latif. The greatest, the mightiest, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his servant, and all others. I am so excited. I feel so lucky, so special, and everything just flowing and moving into a shape and the rest. So it's really a great and fantastic one. We are really grateful. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen.
يخادعون الله والذين آمنوا وما يخدعون إلا أنفسهم وما يشعرون في قلوبهم مرض فزادهم الله مرضا ولهم عذاب أليم بما كانوا يكذبون.
It has been an honor. I am now recording this, preparing this. I have to say a very, very big thank you to my wife who stayed the course. And finally, when I went to Umrah during Ramadan, I decided to go through. And here we are. It is still not there in the open, but I would have to say a very, very big thank you to the team, the enthusiasm, even the earlier persons who did the recording, Eunice, who transcribed it, my national service personnel at the time. It is my wish and prayer that it sees the light of day. I would want to hope that while saying this, I am saying, oh, it has seen the light of day, that we can see it. I pray and hope so. I thank all of you. And I also hope that it will be an attraction for people to have an understanding, to have an imagination of what Hajj is, to actually empathize with me what I have gone through. It is a one in a lifetime feeling. I am very, very grateful to Allah, and I hope that the impact, the consequences, and the blessings remain with us and are shared among all of us. And may we be guided, guarded, protected, and showered upon by the blessings, mercy, abundance, piety, repentance of Allah, and that you see this as a way of bringing you to the righteous path, the path of Sirat al-Mustaqim, the righteous path. And I'm very, very grateful to Africa Global Radio for giving me this opportunity, and all those who in one way or the other have contributed to the realization, the sponsors, the financiers, the supporters, those working around the clock or who did that. Thank you so much. It is a dream come true, and I'm so happy I can share this with all and sundry, Muslim, non-Muslim, practicing, non-practicing, but humanity. And I think that is the essence of Hajj and the religion. Thank you. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah ta'ala wa barakatuh.
وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ لَا تُفْسِدُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ قَالُوا إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ مُصْلِحُونَ أَلَا إِنَّهُمْ هُمُ الْمُفْسِدُونَ وَلَكِنْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ.
This is an Africa Global Radio production.